Hey team, it's Francis. Oh look, must be an election year because wouldn't you know it, we're talking about whether to fiddle with KiwiSaver again. So what's on the cards this time? Is it any good? And what does it tell us about how KiwiSaver could be working better to help us get ahead? I ran through it and crunched some numbers for the TV1 breakfast team. They were kind enough to say I could reshare that conversation with you here. So enjoy.
New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters has announced a proposed policy that would automatically enrol all newborn citizens into KiwiSaver with a $1,000 government contribution. So how far can that get you? Francis Cook is going to break it down for us. Let's assume you've got $1,000 in the bank. Good morning.
Good morning.
And what are the factors you put in here? High growth factor? If you got to 18, how much would you have in the bank without doing anything to it?
Yeah, so what I'm assuming here is you just get that $1,000, you don't do anything else to it, you put it into a growth account, leave it alone. And so if you get to 18 at that point, it's $3,300 just from leaving it sitting there doing nothing.
Absolutely
else to
nothing,
it.
Right? And then if you looked further and you say got to the stage, let's say first home buyer at 25.
Yeah.
Imagine it. Wouldn't it be nice? How much would you have in the account then?
Almost 5,500.
Wow.
All right. So that doesn't seem like a heck of a lot.
Nudge.
It's a little nudge. Maybe it'll pay for the lawyer's fees or the building reports. And then what about if you left it to go the full shebang up to 65?
And this is where we see the power of bringing this in for people who are just born and giving it a lot of time. Because by the time you hit 65, if you have done nothing else to it, it's over $81,000. So that is the power of the market and keeping going. And that's $81,000 as well of today's equivalent money. Because I've taken some money off there for taxes, fees, and inflation. So it is $81,000 of today money.
Okay, so you can go to...
You won't pay for nothing.
Yeah, you can go to a sorted KiwiSaver calculator and actually look at different factors and you might come up with a different amount, but you've basically looked at going high growth, doing nothing until that age.
Yeah.
So what do you think of the policy? Do you like it?
Well, I've got to say, I'm just so relieved that we're finally talking about adding to KiwiSaver because I feel like since KiwiSaver was launched, we have seen this continual stripping back. And you look at it and you say, oh, we're trying to convince people to put their money away for the future. We're already so bad at that. Thinking about our future selves and planning for it, we've all got a lot that we need to do today. And so we've been continually taking away the incentives for saving. So I am just so relieved that someone is finally turning around and saying, we should make KiwiSaver attractive again. We should make KiwiSaver worth doing again and getting people involved with it. So I'll take anything at this point.
If you're potentially getting $81,000 before even considering your working life up until then and that accruing, I mean, that's a great start, isn't it?
It really is. And it's also, you know, we look overseas, you know, Australia, the UK, Singapore, they're all looking at ways to beef up the ways that people can save while they're working, save for their own retirements, because frankly, it's cheaper than having a bunch of people hit pension age, be reliant on state support, and maybe they hit health problems, they can't afford them, you've got this population that needs help. It is cheaper, it is smarter to have people saving for their own retirements, and you give them little boosts. I would say the one thing I would really love to see proper discussion of is tax incentives. You know, over in Australia, they really have some quite gold-plated, quite nice tax incentives for saving into their super. And it really works. It convinces people their super balances over there are much, much bigger. People will do things like salary sacrifice. I would love to see some tax incentives. But this is good. This is a start. I'll take it.
It's probably a good reminder, actually, for people to go and check out a calculator and actually see what their KiwiSaver is currently doing, right?
Yeah. And you mentioned earlier Sorted, the Sorted Fund Finder. If you just Google that, it's brilliant. It pops right up and it will help you figure out, A, what sort of fund you should be in. There's this little 5-minute quiz where you can run through that. But they'll also run calculations of, you know, if I'm in a conservative account, what could this look like by this many years? If I'm in a growth account, what does that look like? And it makes it more real. There have been lots of studies done that if people put on, you know, virtual reality headsets and interact with an aged up version of themselves, they then make, I know it's brilliant, they then make better decisions for the future because their future self seems more real. So same thing with even just running the numbers here. If it makes more real in terms of what I could get from this, brilliant. Go play with the calculators.
Yeah, people might stop doing a lot of things that they're currently doing if they had to meet their older self, right? What is the single thing that people could do today to make sure that KiwiSaver is working the best it can be for them?
For starters, contribute. So a lot of people are on contributions holidays, and I know every dollar is tight right now, but if someone walked up to you and said, here, you can have $260, wouldn't you take it? Same thing for if you're in KiwiSaver, you can get $260 just by putting in $20 a week. You get that $260 back at the end of every year, and that is free money. Take it. You don't get it back if you miss that end of June deadline. So you've still got a month or so to get that in for this year.
Do you think this policy from New Zealand First, I mean, we talked about it with Chris Sipkins earlier, and he seemed to be fairly on board with it too. Do you think this is the sort of thing that actually is going to be very popular across the board?
Well, I think people are searching for a win right now. I know we're in a tough economic time, so there are lots of cutbacks in various different areas, but I do feel like the average New Zealander feels like they work really hard and don't get much back. So I think they look at something like this and it feels like they're finally getting something back, particularly for their kids. A lot of people really worried about their kids doing better. So yeah, I think a lot of people will be interested.
And you talk so much about KiwiSaver. Do you actually think shifting the mindset to starting to think about it actually as something that's consequential from the time you are born gets people thinking about it in a real way?
Well, look at how much those numbers jump after you just give it a few more years. You know, by the time you get to 18, 3,300. It doesn't feel like much. It's good money,
but
you've started. But by the time you hit 65, 81K. So it's that time. Starting people as soon as possible is so powerful. The more time you have, the less money you need to make a big difference. So I think getting people started early, giving them learning by doing, getting them seeing how it can work on their behalf, all good stuff.
Frances Cook, independent financial journalist. Always a pleasure to have you in the studio. Thank you for joining us.
This podcast can only give you general information about how things work in most situations. It's not individual financial advice. If you're after that, a financial advisor is always the best bet.